The Dick Putz Show with Randy Rothstein. Take it away, Randy.
Thank you, Joyce, and good evening, everyone. The Dick Putz Show on KASM Radio. Time to take a look at scores and highlights from various amateur baseball games played across central Minnesota this past week and weekend. Our Dick Putz Show tonight brought to you by Willembring Dahl, Woken and Zimmerman, Attorneys at Law in Cold Spring, Avon in Albany, Central Minnesota Realty, Greenwald Insurance Agency, Gilk Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning over in Richmond, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix of Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie, Kensington Insurance Agency, Albany Chrysler Center, West Central Sanitation, Dairyland Supply of Sauk Center, Westside Liquor over in Wade Park, Black Financial of Avon, Corky's Bar of Richmond, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Albany, Fiber Communications, BNS Excavating of Belgrade, Halfley's Bar in Richmond, El Rosa Bar and Lounge bringing us our Dick Putz Show along with the Wood Shop of Avon, El Rosa Lumber, Freeport State Bank, Kramer Lumber True Value of Melrose, Kutzer Excavating in Albany, the Sauk Center Herald and the Star Post, and Promotional Resources Incorporated over in St. Joseph. All right, let's dig into some of these scores and highlights. The Elite Eight tournament being held over the weekend in El Rosa. On Friday night in seven innings, it was Luxembourg taking on New London Spicer. New London Spicer defeats Luxembourg 1-0. One run, three hits, one error for New London Spicer. No runs, four hits, no errors for Luxembourg. Dylan Arndorfer will go the distance for New London Spicer, picking up the win. His catcher, Derek Dizal. And for Luxembourg, J.T. Harn goes the distance, taking the loss. His catcher, Max Kiffmeyer. Some hitting highlights for New London Spicer on Friday night. Ben Kaltseff, 1-for-1. He had an RBI, the game's only run, scored. And J.T. Harn was 2-for-3 for Luxembourg. So a final on Friday night had New London Spicer defeating Luxembourg in that Elite Eight tournament 1-0. Visalia, they took on El Rosa on Saturday, and El Rosa defeats Visalia in seven innings, 1-0. One run, four hits, no errors for El Rosa. No runs, three hits, two errors for Visalia. On the mound for El Rosa on Saturday, Ethan Vogt will start, and he'll go the distance, getting the win. His catcher, Blaine Fisher. For Visalia, Jackson Jurek goes the distance, taking the loss. His catcher, Nathan Simon. Highlights for El Rosa in the sixth inning, the only game run scored, Jackson Peter reached on an error, stole second, and Ashton Dingman, who was 1-for-3 in the ball game, singled in Peter to score the only run in that ball game. For Visalia, Eddie Sirik was 2-for-3. So a final on Saturday at El Rosa defeating Visalia 1-0. And from that Elite Eight tournament today, I had Luxembourg taking on Raymond. Raymond defeats Luxembourg in seven innings, 7-0. Seven runs, nine hits, one error for Raymond. No runs, five hits, no errors for Luxembourg. Tanner Bauman on the mound will get the win for Raymond today. Brady Kenning takes the loss for Luxembourg with relief help from Reed Funnenstein in the fourth, and the catcher, Will Bachman. Hitting highlights for Raymond this afternoon. Tyler Steen had a solo home run in the third. Caleb Ditlason, he was 2-for-3 with a double. Isaac Call, 2-for-3. Had a two-run homer in the first, and Wiley Lottman had a three-run homer in the sixth and three RBIs. For Luxembourg today, Luke Hahn was 2-for-4. So a final from that Elite Eight tournament in El Rosa in seven innings was Raymond 7, Luxembourg 0. All right, we'll take a break here. When we come back on the Dick Putz Show, we're going to go over to the Sauk Valley League and the County Line League right after these messages.
Wishing all the best to the El Rosa Saints and the area teams is El Rosa Bar and Lounge. After the game, stop in for a cold refreshment, and if you need something to eat, the grill is on. Offering a menu of appetizers, salads and seafood, burgers, sandwiches, homemade pizzas, chicken wings, beverages, and a kids menu. Good eating, good company, and cold refreshments when you stop in at El Rosa Bar and Lounge in El Rosa. Are you in need of excavating work? Then you need to call Chris at Cutzer Excavating, serving the local area since 1996. They are licensed, bonded, and insured, and can get the job done right for you. From commercial to ag and residential, you can depend on Cutzer Excavating. They handle water, septic systems, site prep, driveways, class 5, basements, dozer, and backhoe, demolition, and so much more. They are available for you. Give Chris a call at 320-980-0015. Cutzer Excavating, serving the local area. Are you confident that your investments will provide you with enough cash flow for retirement? Do you have an old 401k you are not sure what to do with? Black Financial Services will answer all your questions and help you pursue your financial goals and dreams with one-on-one attention and personalized financial options. Call 320-356-9031 to schedule a free consultation. Securities and Investments Advisory Services offered through Woodbury Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Black Financial Services is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial Services. Black Financial Services located at 110 Avon Avenue North in Avon, Minnesota. Are you thinking of building or remodeling this year? Last year, the windows in your home were drafty and you were setting the thermostat higher. Now's the time to get those windows replaced with Thermotech windows available at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa. Thermotech understands that your home is more than a shelter of the elements. It's a reflection of your style and values. Bring in your plans and ideas to El Rosa Lumber. Their staff will guide you to picking out the Thermotech windows for your home. Keep your home warm and looking good with Thermotech windows at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa.
Jared, what's all the buzz with internet, TV, and phone service in Albany?
Well, Randy, let me tell you, these are exciting times at Albany Mutual Telephone. Check that. Now Albany Fiber Communications. Our board of directors approved a name change to rebrand the business, but Albany Fiber Communications will continue to be the leader in communications in our area to our customers and our co-op members.
Jared, so what's changing?
Just the name, Randy. Albany Fiber Communications will continue to provide the same great service you've known for 72 years. We connect you to the world, and we will always be a leader in the Albany area.
Give them a call at 845-21.
For all your excavating needs, give BNS Excavating a call, serving Painesville and the surrounding area. They specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tilling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Belgrade, BNS Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to the area teams.
Welcome back to the Dick Putt Show on KASM. Let's go over to the Sauk Valley League this weekend on Friday night. It was the Sartell Muskies at Sauk Rapids taking on the Cyclones, and the Sartell Muskies defeat the Cyclones by a score of 4-0. John Schumer gets the complete game victory for Sartell. Noah Jansen will take the loss for the Cyclones. Some hitting highlights for Sartell on Friday night. Levi Lampert had a double that cleared the loaded bases and helped the Muskies to that 4-0 victory. On Friday night in Sauk Valley League action, it was Sartell Muskies 4, Sauk Rapids nothing. On Sunday in the Sauk Valley League, the Sartell Muskies at St. Joseph, and this was a resumed game from last weekend. After one inning, the game was rained out with St. Joe leading 4-1. So, back at it today, the Muskies taking on St. Joe, and Sartell comes back and defeats the St. Joe Joes 8-5 today, 8-5. Adam Wenker gets the victory for Sartell today as he strikes out 10. The loss will go to Isaac Bench for St. Joseph. Brian Schellinger had 4 hits today for Sartell. Adam Schellinger with 3 hits for the Muskies as they defeat St. Joe this afternoon 8-5. And the Sauk Rapids Cyclones over at Clear Lake today. Clear Lake defeats the Sauk Rapids Cyclones 12-8. 12 runs, 11 hits, 1 error for Clear Lake. 8 runs, 17 hits, 6 errors for the Sauk Rapids Cyclones. Jackson Phillip will pick up the win today for Clear Lake, relieved by Jordan Golombeki in the ninth inning for Clear Lake. Haran, I just got some last names here for the Cyclones. Don't have any first names. And, yep, I would like to bring him, but I just don't have him through my score sources. Haran takes the loss for Sauk Rapids, the Cyclones today. Some hitting highlights for Clear Lake. Caleb Leintz was 5-for-5. He had 2 doubles, 4 RBIs, and a solo home run in the fifth inning, and Jake Samuelson, 1-for-2. He had a home run in the second inning. For Sauk Rapids, the Cyclones today, we had the Hemker boys. N. Hemker was 2-for-4. T. Hemker, 2-for-5. Matthias was 4-for-5 today. Pakala was 2-for-3. Mater, 3-for-4 with a double. And Rothstein, 2-for-5. So a final today from Clear Lake. It was Clear Lake 12, the Sauk Rapids Cyclones 8. Over in the County Line League on Friday night, it was Regal at Painesville, and this is a dandy ball game as Regal defeats Painesville Friday night 2-1. Two runs, three hits, one error for Regal. One run, three hits, three errors for Painesville. Connor Roloff on the mound for Regal on Friday night. He'll get the win, relieved by Grant Paprath in the sixth. Will Rogowski in the ninth. He gets the save, and the catcher, Derek Dingerud. For Painesville, Grady Fook starts, taking the loss, relieved by Luke Johnson in the sixth, and the catcher, Drew Tangen. For Regal, Josh Beyer was 2-for-4 in the ball game, and for Painesville, their three hits, all three doubles, Abe Bullard, Blake Vogley, Grayson Fooks, all with a double. So a final on Friday night had Regal defeating Painesville 2-1. Also on Friday night, Norway Lake Sundberg at Starbuck, and Starbuck defeats Norway Lake Sundberg Friday night 8-1. 8-1, that's all I have on that ball game Friday night. On Saturday, in the County Line League, Norway Lake Sundberg was at Regal, and Regal defeats Norway Lake Sundberg 5-3. Five runs, eight hits, no errors for Regal. Three runs, eight hits, two errors for Norway Lake Sundberg. Brandon Waddle starts on the mound for Regal, gives way to Gabe Roman in the fifth. He'll get the win. Will Rogowski in the ninth gets the save, and the catchers Derek Dingerud and Aiden Andreessen. For Norway Lake Sundberg, Weston Jurdy goes the distance, taking the loss. His catcher, Jaden Hengem. Hitting highlights for Regal on Saturday, Jordan Beyer was 3-for-4 in the ballgame, and for Norway Lake Sundberg, Jaden Hengem had a double, and Luke Jesuritz was 2-for-4. A final on Saturday had Regal defeating Norway Lake Sundberg 5-3. We'll take another break here on the Dick Put Show. When we come back, it's Central Valley League scores and highlights right after these messages.
Looking for friendly conversation and a favorite beer, soda, or mixed drink? Stop into Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky's always has the latest scoop on your favorite Minnesota and local sports teams. Don't miss Corky's weekly meat raffle Saturday afternoons at 1:30, and be sure to hit up happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. Also, try your luck with Corky's Pull Tabs or E-Tabs and munch on tasty Harry's or Heggie's Pizza. Whether you are stopping uptown for 1 or till 1, be sure to make your stop at Corky's Bar in Richmond. If you are in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 15 office locations and 80 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation, excited to earn your business. Please visit us at centralmnrealty.com or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295.
Norbco Barn Products are proudly distributed in Minnesota, and Dairyland Supply in Sauk Center is your local dealer. Norbco offers a wide range of high-quality barn equipment to keep your animals happy and healthy, from freestalls, gates, ventilation, fence line feeding, and more. So if you are thinking about a barn project this spring, then give Dairyland Supply a call to keep your operation running smoothly. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Westside Liquor would like to thank all of the Central Minnesota amateur teams and the fans that make summer fun. When it comes to liquor, beer, and wine, make sure you choose Westside Liquor. With 8 locations and an all-star staff to help you with your selections, we truly appreciate your business.
Liquor, beer, and wine is all we do. Westside.
Stearns County Baseball and the summertime go together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for a recreational vehicle, vacation, home improvements, agriculture, home refinancing, or whatever the needs may be? Contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Freeport State Bank, customer service is their priority. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi everyone, it's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany, and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your dealer.
And we're back to the Dick Putt Show on KASM. Let's go over to the Central Valley League tonight. And on Sunday afternoon, Eden Valley was at St. Augusta. Eden Valley defeats St. Augusta by a score of 5-1. Five runs, 11 hits, no errors for Eden Valley. St. Augusta, one run, three hits, and no errors. Connor Holthouse on the mound for Eden Valley. He'll get the win today, relieved by Ben Arns in the sixth inning. The catcher, Sam Nisler. For St. Augusta today, Travis Laudenbach starts, taking the loss, relieved by Trey Tunches in the seventh inning. And Trey started the ballgame, too, at catcher for St. Augusta. Hitting highlights for Eden Valley today, Colin Hoffman, 3-for-5. Sam Nisler was 3-for-4 with a double. Kane Renner had a double. And Gavin Mathias, 2-for-3, he had a triple. For St. Augusta today, Nate Guast was 1-for-2 with a double. Final this afternoon from St. Augusta, Eden Valley 5, St. Augusta 1. Kimball at Pearl Lake today, and Kimball defeats Pearl Lake by a score of 9-1. Nine runs, seven hits, no errors for Kimball. One run, six hits, one error for Pearl Lake. Matt Dingman on the mound for Kimball today, picks up the win, relieved by Zach Dingman in the sixth, Tommy Friesen in the ninth, and the catcher, Cade Marquardt. For Pearl Lake, Adam Braun starts, taking the loss, relieved by Mitch Winicky in the fourth, and the catcher, Justin Kunkel. Hitting highlights for Kimball this afternoon, Matt Friesen, 3-for-5. He had a couple RBIs. Scott Marquardt, 2-for-2, with a couple runs scored. For Pearl Lake, Blake Kunkel had an RBI for the Lakers this afternoon, as Kimball defeats Pearl Lake by a score of 9-1. And the Cold Spring Rockies over in St. Nick this afternoon, taking on the Knicks. It was the Cold Spring Rockies 1, St. Nicholas nothing. One run, five hits, one error for the Rockies. No runs, five hits, no errors for St. Nick. Jake Brinker on the mound today for the Rockies. He'll get the win, relieved by Connor Schoberg in the eighth inning. He gets the save, and the catcher, David Jonas. For St. Nick, Dylan Rausch starts, taking the loss, relieved by Connor Lincoln in the ninth, and the catcher, Tanner Rausch. Hitting highlights for the Rockies today, Jordan New had a double. Brady Leverington was 2-for-4, and Tyler Geislinger had the sacrifice fly in the fourth inning that scored the game's only run. For St. Nick, Matt Cushel, 2-for-3, and Damian Lincoln, 1-for-3. He had a stolen base in that ballgame as the Cold Spring Rockies defeat St. Nick today 1-0. We'll take another break here on the Dick Putt Show. When we come back, it's Victory League scores and highlights right after these messages.
When it comes to building new or remodeling old, your stop is at Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich. Stop in and bring your ideas and plan with their experts to make your building project come true. They offer computerized drafting estimates for all your windows, siding, shingles, trim, and more. It's all available at Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. They have been serving the area for over 100 years, and they thank you for your business. Wishing the best to all the area teams.
Looking for a better work-life balance?
Want a rewarding career with a steady paycheck?
Looking to be home every night?
Come work for a family-owned business who truly cares for every employee. I'm Wendy Gilk.
And I'm James Gilk with Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and AC in Richmond.
We're hiring HVAC installers, so whether you have a lot or a little experience and have good trade skills,
you better get Gilk. Come join our growing team.
Apply today. Visit GilkPlumbing.com, a Ream Pro partner.
Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and AC.
Greenwald Oswald Insurance Agency is proud to sponsor the Dick Putz Show, aired on KASM, a longtime popular part of baseball in central Minnesota. Good luck to all the area teams from the Greenwald Insurance Agency. Come see us at the Greenwald Insurance Agency for all your insurance needs. Talk to Paul Oberding, Troy Freeler, Lisa Bertram, Ruth Heinen, or Jim Camphankel. They are all available to help you with your farm, auto, home, health, and business needs. Give us a call, 320-987-3223. Thermotech Premium Windows and Doors has been framing your world since 1958 and are available at Kramer Lumber in Melrose. Thermotech custom replacement windows and patio doors are expertly designed and manufactured to provide energy efficiency, exceptional safety and security, and greater comfort and beauty all year long. Thermotech windows are easy to operate and clean inside and out and require very little maintenance to keep their attractive appearance. Stop in at Kramer Lumber and ask them about Thermotech Windows and Doors for your building or remodeling.
Grab a bowl of Cooley's Famous Popcorn and have them set them up at Halfley's Bar in Richmond. Stop by and enjoy a pizza, a microwave sandwich, or a favorite beverage. Halfley's Bar is a friendly bar run by friendly bartenders like Bob, Johnny, Nancy, Bonnie, Coco, Amy, Doug, and Lori. Play your favorite song on the jukebox, throw a game of darts, or try your luck with pull tabs or e-tabs. Come visit us today at Halfley's Bar, where the beer is cold and the conversation inviting. Halfley's Bar in Richmond, a proud sponsor of the Dick Putz Show forever and ever.
Hi, this is Paul, and we all look forward to annual traditions. Every spring, farmers return to their fields to raise crops for another season, and baseball is being played on our hometown fields. Farmers always have a renewed optimism for a profitable growing season, and at Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, we thank all the farmers for believing in the co-op model. It's never too late to do a custom farm plan or to have a discussion with Painesville Soil Center about crop scouting during the growing season. Look us up online at PainesvilleCoop.com, and to all area amateur baseball teams, have a great season from the Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
And welcome back to the Dick Putz Show on KASM. Let's go over to the Victory League this evening on Wednesday night in the Victory League. I had a couple games. Buckman was at Piers taking on the Brewers, and Buckman defeats the Piers Brewers 10-8. 10 runs, 16 hits, 2 errors for Buckman, 5 runs, 9 hits, 1 error for the Piers Brewers. Matt Dockets, he'll get the win for Buckman, relieved by Ben Thoma in the ninth inning. The loss will go to Peter Schomer with Phil Zinda relieving him in the seventh inning. Hitting highlights for Buckman on Wednesday night, Matt Cummett was 3-for-3 in the ball game. Matt had a solo home run in the fifth inning, a solo home run in the sixth inning. Max Barclay, 3-for-5. He had a two-run homer in the ninth inning. Matt Topkus, 2-for-5. He had a 3-run homer in the fifth inning. And Noah Bozer, 2-for-5. He had a 2-run homer in the ninth inning. For the Piers Brewers, Gunnar Wicklund was 3-for-5 and an RBI double in the first and an RBI single in the fifth and a 2-run homer in the seventh inning. And Ryan Stuckmeyer was 2-for-3. So final on Wednesday night had Buckman defeating the Piers Brewers 10-5. Piers Lakers, they took on the Piers Bulldogs on Wednesday night, and the Piers Lakers defeating the Piers Bulldogs 7-1. 7 runs, 6 hits, no errors for the Lakers. 1 run, 2 hits, 2 errors for the Bulldogs. On the mound for Piers Lakers, Preston Rochelot will pick up the win. He struck out 14 hitters in 8 innings. Chad Weiss in the ninth inning for the Piers Lakers. For the Bulldogs, Braden Haberman, he'll take the loss, relieved by Cody Weiss in the third, Mason Harold in the seventh. Some hitting highlights for the Piers Lakers. Preston Rochelot, 2-for-3. He had a 2-run homer in the first. Ryan Deers was 2-for-4 with a double. And Colton Hepke, 1-for-5 with a double. For the Piers Bulldogs, there were singles by Mason Harold and Deegan Beck in that ballgame. A final again on Wednesday night. It was the Piers Lakers 7. The Piers Bulldogs won. On Saturday in the Victory League, the Piers Lakers were at Fort Ripley, and the Lakers see the Fort Ripley squad defeat them by a score of 6-3. Fort Ripley, 6 runs, 9 hits, 1 error. The Piers Lakers, 3 runs, 5 hits, 1 error. Isaac Hansen on the mound for Fort Ripley. He is relieved by Bryce Flanagan in the fifth. He'll get the win. appears Lakers Chase Becker starts, relieved by Pete Herman in the fifth. He'll take the loss. Some hitting highlights for Fort Ripley on Saturday. Bryce Flanagan had a double. Seth Vaughts and Jack Schaefer both had singles and scored two runs. For the Pierce Lakers, Ryan Deers had a solo home run in the ninth inning. Preston Rochelow and Colton Hapke both had singles and two RBIs. So a final on Saturday, it was Fort Ripley 6, the Pierce Lakers 3. St. Stephen at Foley on Saturday, and Foley defeats St. Stephen in 7 innings, 14-2. Foley, 14 runs, 10 hits, no errors. St. Stephen, 2 runs, 5 hits, and 5 errors. Foley scored 10 runs in the first inning against St. Stephen on Saturday. Pitching for Foley, Michael Mosloff is the winning pitcher, relieved by Ryan Chmielewski in the 7th inning. And for St. Stephen, Jake Schalanka starts taking the loss, relieved by Zach Mochke in the 2nd, Nick Krippner in the 2nd. Hitting highlights for Foley, Charles Hacker, 2-for-2. He had a two-run home run in the 2nd inning. Ryan Chmielewski, 3-for-4, had a 2-run homer in the 2nd inning. Joe Zawicki, 1-for-3, had a 3-run double in the 1st. Drew Beyer and Colby Johnson both doubled. For St. Stephen, Cole Fuker had a 2-run homer in the 3rd, and Logan Seamers with a double. So final on Saturday in 7 innings, it was Foley 14, St. Stephen 2. On Sunday in the Victory League, Fort Ripley made their way to Avon, taking on the Lakers, and Avon defeats Fort Ripley by a score of 4-2. 4 runs, 11 hits, no errors for Avon. 2 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors for Fort Ripley. On the mound for Avon today, Matt Pickleman starts, picking up the win, relieved by Drew Leeser in the 6th, Cole Wellman in the 8th. For Fort Ripley, Adam Jensen starts, taking the loss, relieved by Bryce Flanagan in the 8th inning. Some hitting highlights for Avon today, Cole Wellman, 3-for-4. He had 2 doubles, had a 2-run double in the 4th to drive in the winning run. Caleb Curry was 2-for-5 with a double. For Fort Ripley, Bryce Flanagan, Bill Sather, and Eli Roberts all had 2 hits. Final today from Avon, it was Avon 4, Fort Ripley 2. Pierce Brewers at Uppsala today, and Uppsala defeats the Pierce Brewers by a score of 8-3. 8 runs, 16 hits, no errors for Uppsala, 3 runs, 12 hits, 1 error for the Pierce Brewers. C.J. Clear picks up the win for Uppsala today. Matt Swanson comes on in the 5th to get the save. And the Pierce Brewers, Riley Rausch takes the loss. Gunnar Wicklund comes on in the 6th inning. Some hitting highlights for Uppsala today. Justin Cheon, 2-for-3. He had a solo home run in the 1st. Solo home run in the 5th. Brandon Walensky, 3-for-5 with a double. Brady Burgraff was 2-for-4 with a double. And Bryce Beniak, 2-for-4 with a double. For the Pierce Brewers today, Gunnar Wicklund, 4-for-5. He had 2 doubles. Chuck Boser, 2-for-4 with a double. Riley Rausch had a double. And Mike Liedenfrost tripled today for the Pierce Brewers, as Uppsala defeats the Pierce Brewers by a score of 8-3. And St. Wendell at Nisswa this afternoon, and in 7 innings, it's Nisswa 12, St. Wendell 2. 12 runs, 11 hits, 1 error for Nisswa, 2 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors for St. Wendell. Nick Ackerman pitches a complete game for Nisswa today as he picks up the win. For St. Wendell, Austin Dickman starts, taking the loss, relieved by Luke Harn in the 4th, Logan Harn in the 7th. Some hitting highlights for Nisswa today. Cody Rudisley, 2-for-3. Cody had a 3-run home run in the 6th. Sam Peterson, 2-for-5 with a double. Jeremiah Pipcorn, 2-for-5 with a double. Riley DeRozier, 2-for-4 with a double. And Nick Kostaska, he was 2-for-4 with a double. For St. Wendell today, some hitting highlights. Jake Ethan, 2-for-3. He had 2 doubles today. Aiden McCloskey was 2-for-3, and Will Ethan doubled. So final today from Nisswa, it was Nisswa 12, St. Wendell 2 in 7 innings. And Opole was at Aiken today. Opole wins this game 9-0 by forfeit as Aiken did not have enough on their squad today. So Opole winning this ball game 9-0. We'll take a break here on the Dick Putt Show. When we come back, it's Stearns County League scores and highlights right after these messages.
Hi, my name is Brian Schlungen, president of the FSM Foundation. The Fred Schlungen Memorial Foundation was built in honor of Fred Schlungen, who passed unexpectedly last summer. Fred was a great, hardworking man who would lend a hand to just about anyone. He always had a strong passion for the game of baseball, mixed with his love and unrivaled support for his grandkids. We started FSM to bring the youth of our communities and the game of baseball together. At FSM, our mission is to create a system that offers options for play to all kids without discrimination of age, gender, race, or skill level. By supporting teams, coaches, and players through clinics, equipment, and field improvement work, we strive to improve the caliber of play for the community, the teams, and the players. Our support will level the playing field between small and large communities by providing big support in a small community. We want Fred's generosity, humble demeanor, and passion for the game to live on. This foundation will help us do that by supporting communities the way he would want. Our mantra is have fun, stay humble, and be great. To that end, I invite you all to come join us for the FSM Foundation kickoff event taking place in St. Martin on July 3rd against none other than the Farming Flames, the team to which Fred played for. Game time is slated for 8:15, but come early as there will be door prizes, raffle chances, and a full concession stand with the best burgers you can find. Follow us on Facebook for further details on the foundation and for feed of future plans and events. Thank you to all those who have volunteered their time to get this going and to those who have already donated to our cause.
For the most in-depth coverage of local news, sports, upcoming events, featured articles, obituaries, public notices, and more, pick up your weekly copy of the Sox Center Herald or the Star Post. The Star Post is published weekly on Wednesdays and covers the communities of Melrose, Albany, Holdingford, and Avon. And the Sox Center Herald is published weekly on Thursday. Annual subscriptions are available for both newspapers or pick up a weekly edition in many local grocery and convenience stores. We're proud to carry on our commitment to the communities we serve at the Sox Center Herald and the Star Post.
Home is where the heart is. If your home is missing that warm and relaxing feel, now is the time to contact the Wood Shop of Avon. Their experts can help you design and update that home to your unique style. New cabinets in the kitchen, bathroom, or in any room of your home can and will add that needed feel you are looking for. Check them out at thewoodshopofavon.com. Let their talented team help you make your home your own. Quality like no other. The Wood Shop of Avon.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram, West Central Sanitation, and we're proud to once again support amateur baseball and the Dick Putz Show. Just like amateur baseball, West Central Sanitation is very much a part of Central Minnesota. Local, family-owned, we support the communities we serve while providing great local refuse and recycling services. From carts to dumpsters to roll-offs, we can help with any of your waste recycling needs. Call us today, 1-800-246-7630. West Central Sanitation, good neighbors you've come to trust.
Hello, Dan Zimmerman here of Willenbring, Dahl, Woken, and Zimmerman. You've heard me on CASM before and probably noticed that we advertise during high school and amateur sporting events that CASM broadcasts. We love it that CASM covers these events, and we support them because these extracurricular activities show us the value of teamwork and relationships that often last a lifetime. While you think of them in sports, good teamwork and relationships are just as important in the office, and I think we've got a great crew at our law firm. If you have a legal matter that needs attention, please let our team go to work for you. Keep listening to CASM for more details.
Your future is important to Kensington Insurance and Grinnell Mutual. That's why we are dedicated to providing you with personalized service and a full range of insurance coverages. We'll be there when you need us so you can trust in tomorrow. For all your insurance needs, contact Nancy Mathiasen or Julie Anderson, your local Grinnell Mutual agents at Kensington Insurance today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
All right, welcome back to the Dick Putt Show here on KASM Radio. It's been a busy show tonight, lots of scores and highlights. And let's go over to the Stearns County League. In the Stearns County League over the weekend, Friday night, part of the Elite Eight tournament and a league game between Spring Hill and El Rosa, as El Rosa hosted Spring Hill. Nine-inning ball game. El Rosa comes out on top on this one, defeating Spring Hill 4-2. Four runs, nine hits, no errors for El Rosa. Two runs, three hits, and one error for Spring Hill. On the mound for El Rosa, Peyton Van Beck starts. Peyton relieved by Will Van Beck in the sixth. He gets the save. Peyton gets the win. And the catcher, Blaine Fisher. For Spring Hill, Ben Welly starts, taking the loss, relieved by Anthony Reverman in the eighth, and the catcher, Sam Reeland. Hitting highlights for El Rosa on Friday night, Kevin Kiefler, 2-for-5. Jackson Peter, he was 2-for-3. He had two doubles. Derek Wiener had a double. For Spring Hill, Eric Terrace was 2-for-4 with a triple. A final on Friday night in the Stearns County League, it was El Rosa 4 and Spring Hill 2. On Sunday in the Stearns County League, they have three ball games here. Lake Henry at Richmond today, and Richmond defeats Lake Henry by a score of 7-6. Seven runs, nine hits, two errors for Richmond. Six runs, six hits, seven errors for Lake Henry. On the mound today for Richmond, Luke Jokola starts, relieved by Talon Bragelman in the fourth. Dalton Thielen in the seventh. He'll get the win, and the catcher, Cole Schmitz. For Lake Henry, Trent Wentland starts, relieved by Carter Wessel in the sixth. Grant Ludwig in the ninth. He'll take the loss. And the catcher, Isaac Leeser. Hitting highlights for Richmond today, Cole Schmitz was 2-for-5. Brock Rothstein, 3-for-4. And Jack Bose was 2-for-3. For Lake Henry, Carter Wessel and Grant Ludwig each with doubles. Final today from Richmond, it was Richmond 7, Lake Henry 6. Meyer Grove over at New Munich today, and in seven innings, it was New Munich defeating Meyer Grove by a score of 13-2. 13 runs, 13 hits, no errors for New Munich, two runs, five hits, two errors for Meyer Grove. On the mound today for New Munich, Ty Reller starts, picks up the win, relieved by Brandon Holm in the seventh inning, and the catcher, Carter Schiffler. For Meyer Grove, Alex Welly starts, taking the loss, relieved by Jordan Klopach in the fourth, Joe Schwinghammer in the sixth, and the catcher, Ryan Omshai. Hitting highlights today for New Munich, Logan Funk was 2-for-2. He had two doubles. Ty Reller, 1-for-3. Ty with a solo home run in the second inning. Carter Beer, 3-for-5 with a double. And Zach Beer, 2-for-4 with a double. For Meyer Grove this afternoon, Tyler Musho, 1-for-3 with a double. And Aaron Meyer was 1-for-1. He picked up his first amateur baseball hit today, did Aaron Meyer. A final from New Munich in seven innings, New Munich 13, Meyer Grove 2. St. Martin over at Greenwald today, and Greenwald defeats St. Martin by a score of 4-0. Four runs, four hits, and an error for Greenwald. No runs, seven hits, three errors for St. Martin. Brett Engelmeyer on the mound will pick up the win for Greenwald today, relieved by Grant Masho in the ninth inning, and the catcher was Tyler Thomas. For St. Martin, Ben Schrader starts, taking the loss, relieved by Scott Leeser in the sixth, and the catcher, Brian Schlungen. Hitting highlights for Greenwald today, Keegan Stevie, 1-for-2 with an RBI, and Brett Engelmeyer was 1-for-3 with an RBI. For St. Martin, Brian Schlungen, 2-for-4 today, and Carter Thielen was 2-for-4. A final this afternoon from Greenwald, it was Greenwald 4, St. Martin nothing. And I did get one other score in this evening, and that was from the Elite Eight tournament, where El Rosa this afternoon defeated New London Spicer in that ball game today. So El Rosa picking up the win over New London Spicer. And final score here, 11-4. 11-4 in that ball game. El Rosa with the victory today. So El Rosa goes 3-0 in their tournament. Looks like the win goes to Ashton Dingman today. A seven-inning ball game. The loss will go to Ben Culsep for New London Spicer. So 11-4. El Rosa winning that Elite Eight ball game today. All right, that's going to do it. The scores and highlights portion of the Dick Putz Show. Let's take a look at the schedule and what do we got coming up for this next week over in the Stearns County League. Coming up here at the end of June, we're going to go to Friday night, June the 28th. Friday night, June the 28th, up in El Rosa at 8 o'clock. Richmond and El Rosa were playing back on May 24th. El Rosa was leading 3-2 in the top of the fourth inning. They're going to resume that ball game with El Rosa leading 3-2 in the top of the fourth inning. That was a ball game that had started on May the 24th. This coming Friday night at 8 o'clock, they're going to make it up in El Rosa. Also on Friday night, it'll be Roscoe at Farming. That's an 8 o'clock game. Then on Saturday in the Stearns County League, it'll be the Stearns County North and the Stearns County South, their all-star game between the respective leagues. This will be played in Roscoe, and that starts at 1:30 on Saturday, June the 29th. Stearns County North taking on the Stearns County South. That is the league's all-star game. And then there will be some youth baseball following that as well. On Sunday in the Stearns County League, June the 30th, at 1:30, Greenwald at El Rosa. We have New Munich at Spring Hill on Sunday in the Stearns County League. Over in the County Line League, coming up on Sunday, June the 30th, Painesville at Atwater. That's 1:30. Painesville at Atwater and Starbuck at New London Spicer at 1:30. That's over in the County Line League. Going over to the Central Valley League, coming up next weekend on Saturday at 1 o'clock. It'll be St. Augusta at Pearl Lake. St. Augusta at Pearl Lake on Saturday at 1 o'clock. Friday night, the 28th, Watkins will be at the Cold Spring Rockies. That's Friday night, 7:30, Watkins at the Cold Spring Rockies in Central Valley League action. And then on Sunday, well, let's go back to Saturday. On Saturday at 1 o'clock, it'll be Luxembourg at Kimball. Saturday, 1 o'clock, Luxembourg at Kimball in Central Valley League action. That will be our Chasm Game of the Week. Luxembourg at Kimball, 1 o'clock on Saturday. You can hear that one here on KASM. And then on Sunday, Luxembourg will be at St. Augusta at 2 o'clock. Sunday, Luxembourg, St. Augusta, 2 o'clock. We have Eden Valley at the Cold Spring Rockies at 2 o'clock on Sunday. And looks like Watkins will be at Pearl Lake at 2 o'clock on Sunday. So lots of ball games going on in the Central Valley League. And St. Nick will be at Kimball at 2 o'clock on Sunday. So Central Valley League, you got a pile of games next weekend. And I would imagine that if you're looking for some nice weather, we can hope only that the weather gods treat us well here in the coming week. Until next weekend, our Chasm Game of the Week, Saturday, 1 o'clock, Luxembourg at Kimball. I'm going to wrap it up for tonight. Joyce, we'll send it back to you at our studios and obviously this is Randy Rothstein. Have a good night, everyone.
Thanks, Randy. That was Randy Rothstein with our Dick Putz Show for this evening. It is 80 degrees outside yet, and the sun's still shining, 57% humidity, 38% pressure, and the winds are at 2 miles per hour. Twins won today, 3-0. And here, so this is Joyce Danson signing out. After these messages, I had a request for Kate Smith with God Bless America. So those will play after our messages. Have a good week, everyone. God bless.
Hey, Opie, we found somebody who can sing the Opie's Gold Service Guarantee song.
Well, he can't be better than me. The Opie's Gold Service Guarantee. We arrive same day, our repair is free. See?
Yeah, great.
Or wrap it like this. The Opie's Gold Service Guarantee. We arrive same day, our repair is free.
That might be too much.
Hang on, I got it. The Opie's Gold Service Guarantee. We arrive same day, our repair is free.
Need your AC fixed? Call Opie's Gold.
I'm Dennis, representing the Stearns County Soil and Water Conservation District.
Our expert staff will work one-on-one with you to create a roadmap to achieve your goals using proven conservation techniques. Building off the SWCD's long history and reputation, you should feel confident that the result will meet the conservation goals you have in mind, while still meeting the profitability and sustainability requirements. Visit the Stearns County Soil and Water Conservation District office or visit our website at stearnscounty.com.